deeply and leaving everyone wanting more. Growing up, always enjoyed having people over our house, and now I enjoy going back to my mom's house where she is hosting. Now, what can we learn from her and other great hosts of dinner parties? Well, first of all, you need to be prepared for your guest's arrival. Don't want to...
Okay, so you see how you can find whatever you want to, depending on the topic that you want to add as a podcast. Then at Tech Talk, which is another one, very good. And now my students' podcasting experience, it's not a question of being here preaching. And the thing is that I need to show you what I have done. I myself am a CAE teacher, and I prepare my students to sit for the CAE examination, and I still have the time to introduce podcasting in my daily classes. So I want to show you what I have done this year, as from April on, with my students. This is not an easy task, mind you. The most important thing when you start working with your students on podcasting is trying to motivate your students as much as you can. And in fact, it's not very different from what I'm trying to do here. Very few of you I know will take to podcasting. It's the same as what happens in class. Very few of your students will get motivated enough to participate actively in the process of making a podcast. Anyway, if out of 30, 40 people, five are interested, then we can start the ball rolling and it'll be successful. So this is, remember I told you, well, it's the latest episode, but when I started with this podcast, that was in April, I produced, of course, first of all, the map of Argentina, then I produced a photograph of our city, and then a photograph of my students in the classroom. And then this is a project we carried out together with a group of students from the States in Ohio, and it was a tandem project in which they had to get this kind of asynchronous communication before we plunged into the chat, into the synchronous encounter. So I asked my students to produce... Well, this is another photograph, to produce a podcast, right, which I uploaded together with the photographs. And so you'll see, and I'll make you listen to one. This is what they wrote, their comments. In fact, they had to write about what they liked regarding the Argentinian culture, what aspect of the Argentinian culture they are most proud of. That was the topic. So they talked a lot about this, and they produced these podcasts, which I made many teachers from different parts of the world listen to, and they, on their turn, sent some comments which boosted, of course, my students' enthusiasm on writing and collaborating. These are all my students' production. This is my students' production. And I want you to listen to one, my students' voices. This one, Denise Vignon, in case you know her, very hardworking girl, who was, by the way, very interested in having CAE practice as from the start. When I took up this course, this class, in April, in March, she wanted CAE practice. So we had not a discussion, but a kind of argument. And I told her that we would be having that in due time, because now it was the time to learn the language, to communicate, and that sitting for an exam would be just, a certification of achievement, right? And this is exactly what I feel should be like. And it's not that I'm against exams, I'm telling you again, but I guess that this should be our aim as teachers, and students should know about this so that they understand the importance of communicating through the language that they have been studying for so long. So let me play this, which was recorded by Cecilia. And you see, I'm using Podomatic.
Hello, everybody. I'm Denise from Rosario. I'm studying economics at university, and I've been studying English for about 16 years. The aspect of my culture I'm most proud of is Argentinian people and families. To my mind, that's how Argentinian people are, cheerful, kind, sociable, outgoing, help to have good and united families. Argentinian ones have their own traditions and customs. For example, every Sunday, almost all of them need to enjoy some time together and eat asado, the most typical meal of our country.
Okay, and many others which I'm not going to make you listen to. But then something else I want to show you is, synchronous meeting via Skype. Do you know about Skype? You know that is telephone for free on the web. If you download Skype for free, then you have the chance to talk through Skype with anybody for free, wherever the person lives. And the quality of voice is excellent, even better than that on the phone. So that day, they were having this synchronous meeting with those people, with those students from Ohio, with whom they had been exchanging ideas and carrying out the project together. So I took some photographs, I uploaded them, and then I wanted to... I have many different things which I asked them to do. I really pushed them hard. And then about a month ago, you see the World Cup game, this is something I came across once when browsing the web, and I thought that it might interest those students who enjoy playing games, and some of them did. Then I added some Oscar Wilde's quotes, which I did because, in fact, we had a lesson connected with Oscar Wilde. So I made them read all these quotes I produced, I put up, and then they worked on this as homework. Then, this is something that I want you to listen to before we leave the site. Be careful with copyright rules. Again, this is important that they know. And then, here it comes, I guess. Many photographs. By the way, these are teachers I had met online, and then I met face-to-face this last summer, and which was really quite an experience. Imagine meeting teachers, friends of yours, first time face-to-face. But, here we are. You will know Monica, right? We were together with Annette Capel, who is from Cambridge, and she visited us and gave a chat on Cambridge matters, and then we went out together and put up the photograph as well. And then this is what I want you to listen to, because this is something I dealt with in class, and I wanted my students to say how they felt about this experience, this podcasting experience. So benefits of using podcasting as seen through students' eyes. And if this they did in class on their own with my guidance, I took this small gadget with me and I recorded their production once they had already discussed that in pairs. And this is what they produced. If you have a camera, you can also film that.
Students who worked for 3 months on an exchange project with Spanish students in Ohio in the USA.
We were able to carry out this task through Podomatic, an innovative internet tool which let us keep in contact in an easy way with foreigners.
Even though we all had different sensations while working on the project and some difficulties to overcome, we all agreed it was a rewarding experience. Through podcasting, we were allowed to improve our skills in a dynamic way while interacting with other students. We believe English learners shouldn't miss the opportunity to benefit from this new tool.
Well, I consider that is the easiest way of communicating with people from all over the world, but you need some computer skills. With this, software incompatibility may be a trouble to deal with, but however, this disadvantage, it makes the language learning more tangible. I mean, away from the sheet of paper, it's more practical in the real life.
While using podcasts provide possibilities of getting in contact with native people, there is a need of specific facilities at school, which does not allow all students to participate and profit from the experience.
Another advantage is that it also makes us improve our speaking and listening skills.
Okay. Well, I see that we are running short of time. Before we go, I need to let you know that it's not about the tech or the tech, but it's about the teach. In fact, we all know that students speak and, I mean, learn the language despite the book, despite the teacher, despite the method. But if we as teachers really we are really motivated and feel that this is a way we can add, it's a tool that we can add to enhance our students' skills, I guess the students will be thankful for this. And how to create design a podcast, this is a very quick thing that it should be learner-centered and student-driven. And I have included several steps which you should follow, such as avoiding complex and dense content, avoiding recordings of classroom lectures, which make podcasting really boring and heavy. You have to narrow the focus of a podcast and limit it to a very small or short topic at a time. And the step two would be determine your instructional goal, which is preparing for learning new content. From the very start, students should be aware of what you have in mind. Integrating learned material with new content, with the book, or the topic that you are dealing with, and all the four skills. Providing high-level overviews so that students know, have an idea, of a general idea of what they're going to do. Provide a lead-in, discuss your expectations, explain concepts which are complex or difficult to grasp, provide learning guidance and strategies for the new content, provide some variety in the learning environment, bringing in different people from different places, and students' projects and assignments should be a must. Then designing content, using our creativity, considering the students' choice, designing strategies used in radio broadcasting, such as monologues, interviews, or dialogues, presenting problems or a challenge, get other experts' voices, illustrate with case stories, sharing a personal story, capturing dialogues, and bearing in mind that the podcast shouldn't be shorter than 3 minutes and no longer than 15. Then step four, which is producing, making it personal and informal without reading a script, because they should be natural, expressing your passion, enthusiasm, and excitement, being yourself, flaws and all. And finally, incorporating the podcast into your course, integrating it into your daily practice without making it optional. If not, students will opt out. Stress its value, benefits, and advantages to your students so that they really enjoy and know what they can expect from this. And then the podcasting tools, which you will find there. And why bother as teachers? Well, why bother as teachers? Because we as teachers should bear in mind that our students are learning a language to communicate again. And within the four walls of our classrooms, they won't be practicing the language in authentic situations, so it's up to us teachers to show them the way to use the language meaningfully and in natural situations. And here I have a message from, remember I told you, Graham Stanley, the expert. Well, he sent a message to you before you leave, and this is his blog. This is his podcasting page. This is Graham Stanley, and this is Farita's Fabi presentation. Listen to him.
Hello, Rita, and hello also to everyone at the 31st FAAPI Annual Conference. My name is Graham Stanley, and I'm an English teacher and ICT coordinator at the British Council here in Barcelona, Spain. I also work at the School of Tourism of the Ramon Llull University here as well. I've come to know Rita through the online community of practice, Webheads, which brings together lots of teachers from around the world who are interested in using the internet in their teaching. Like Rita, I'm especially interested in emerging technologies such as podcasting, and I'm sure that after Rita's presentation, many of you have been convinced of its potential for engaging 21st century language learners. I know it's something that many of my students have taken to, and I've seen them motivated to produce much better quality work, planning and preparing, rehearsing and then recording, and also listening back to themselves and their classmates' podcasts. We've also been involved in podcast exchanges where we've swapped recordings with students of Ohio and the USA, truly opening up the walls of the classroom and giving the students a real reason for communicating in English. Well, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks to Rita for inviting me to speak to you all, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference. And also, I look forward to hearing some of you and your students' podcasts in the future. Bye-bye.
Then you'll find the whole list of the sites I'm showing today, which you can get.